CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The third aviation crash in less than 2 weeks is being investigated in Alaska. A small plane went down on an ice floe, killing all 10 aboard. Three Israelis held for 15 months by Hamas in Gaza, now free, in a swap for Palestinian prisoners under the ceasefire deal. People confronted a group of neo-Nazis dressed in black and waving swastika flags on an overpass north of Cincinnati. At least one neo-Nazi was seen holding a long gun. Charlene Evans among the counter-protesters.
In this neighborhood, we do stand for something. This here turf is golden soil, and it won't be tarnished with things like that.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the government watchdog charged with safeguarding American consumers' finances, is at a virtual standstill, according to an internal email gotten by ABC News. It directs all staff to stop all supervision and examination activity. Email sent by the new White House budget chief. This is ABC News. 90 million people are under weather alerts. A storm has been dumping moderate to heavy snowfall across parts of the upper Great Lakes and Northeast, up to a foot forecast for upstate New York and New England. ABC News forecaster Jeff Smith.
This isn't the only storm. There's another one targeting in the middle Atlantic states by later Tuesday into Wednesday. This could spread some heavier snowfall into places like Richmond and the nation's capital in Baltimore, maybe just barely making it up to New York City by early Wednesday morning. Believe it or not, there's more storms on the way later in the week into next weekend.
A violin made in 1714 by the legendary Antonio Stradivari has sold for $11.3 million at an auction in New York, but that's short of estimates that would have made it the most expensive instrument ever sold at auction. Longtime NFL player and coach Dick Joron has died, say the Chicago Bears, who he led to the playoffs. Joron was voted Associated Press Coach of the Year 2001. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I don't wanna be a ghost, I just wanna be a man. I don't wanna hear my friends when I cannot talk to them. I'll be right behind the wall, and I'll wait for you to call my name. I used to want to come back as a spirit and be in some romantic tragedy. I'd be Patrick Swayze and you would be my sweet Demi. But when I talk, you couldn't hear it. If I materialized, you couldn't see. How could I be happy without some sexy pottery? If we can be together, who wants to live forever? When you're just looking right through me. If I will always be lonely, there's no point in eternity when I can see you looking right through me. I don't want to be a ghost, I just want to be a man. I don't want to hear my friends when I cannot talk to them. I'll be right behind the wall, and I'll wait for you to call my name. If I walk
the earth as a phantom. I'd haunt every place we used to go. But what would I do with all these strangers in our home? And if every time my show was random and I was just an orb in some photos, I'd rather be 6 feet beneath an old gravestone. What's the point of a soul if there's no one to make you whole? A special spectator that's foreign to immortality. If we can't be together, who wants to live forever? When you're just looking right through me. If I will always be lonely, there's no point in eternity. I just go to the light. I just go to the light. I just go to the light. If I can't see you tonight, then I just go to the light. If we can't make things right, then I just go to the light. If I'm out of your sight, I just go to the light. There's no reason to fight.
Forget about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
strangest frequency.
Double-dipped you with some local music, and then we spread it across the great state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's what we do here. Thanks for joining me, Rob Roberts, and we keep the local stuff in this hour on Max Inc. Radio. That was Sunspot, two tunes, I Don't Want to Be a Ghost, and then Strange Frequency. And they have some new stuff coming very, very soon. Connect with Max Inc. Radio, and when it's here, we'll deliver it to you right on one of those silver platters. All this promise of new music and the local stuff is powered by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the North Gate Mall, delivering to the northeast and downtown areas. Search Doughboys Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-3017. We keep you connected to Milwaukee with Louie and the Flash Bombs live on the 13th and then March 8th. Both shows in Milwaukee. More information at theflashbombs.com. This is The After Hour on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. Music and motion could bring out the move of devotion. Unwanted commotion, crying eyes. Taking my cues from those brackets, she's got reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion, race or time. Up in the garden of fallen Lolitas, wallflowers and streamers, the new deprived. Taking the pain on the walk in the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango Town.
Two great Milwaukee bands back to back. That was the Electrophonic Band. No new shows, but I bet if you set your dial to 101 FM The Shaw for updates, well, Max Inc. Radio will deliver them right there in Milwaukee. Next up, the People Brothers Band, and man, they've been busy pushing out all the alerts for the 2025 lineup, and we have everything you need at Max Inc. Radio social media things. Make sure you mark your calendars and see them at the Thaw on the 22nd, Bonfire in June, and Highland Bridge in July. Spring is coming, Max Inc. Radio listeners. Get ready for the local music.
Woke up feeling good today, feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Listen, wanna refresh my soul, getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air, taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life.
Break in hour number two of Mags Inc. Radio in the after hours, and we do it with a little Earthquakes on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, my heart was bursting red.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
plan out the rest of my life from water to wine. Seeing it through got me waiting on you. It's alright, I'll feel it this time. Don't go off and wish it back. The best is gone, so move along. You will find that what you see is coming around and already found. If just for today you can heal from the pain in your mind, it's gonna be fine. Is destined to be in your life. Relax and unwind. Don't go off and wish it back. The past is gone, so move along. You will find that what you see is coming.
The second half of the second hour of the After Hours, we come back with the local stuff from Fat Function, who's doing live stuff with Mark Croft at a show that was tonight. That means you missed it, but that's okay. You can catch Mark Croft on Valentine's Day in Dodgeville and Fat Function in Milwaukee on April 12th. We heard then from Sam Lyons, who's live in Lake Mills on the 25th. Of April, that's the next show, or in Middleton on April 26th. All the local planning ahead and local music connections, both with locations and dates, see what we do for you, are brought to you in this half hour by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movedmadison.com. If you love what we've been doing tonight, well, then you're going to love Marsden, who, of course, was playing this summer with Rocker and Iron Plow at the Gamma Ray. Rocker, hope you're doing good tonight. This is Got the Time on Max Inc. Radio.
Different dreams running through our minds. Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Fill with
Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio. We're wrapping up tonight's After Hour show, and we do that with them Cooley Boys, March 13th in Rockford at the Music Box. That's as close as they get for a while, so make sure you go check out that show. Otherwise, you'll have to wait until they get back to the Stoughton Opera House in May. I'm not sad. I am sad because they're going to be gone for a little bit. But you can hear it right here in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio.
I'm not sad anymore, at least not today. See, the chemicals have all aligned and the sun is out to stay. Gonna hold my hands, I smile, gonna kiss you on your face. I'm not sad anymore, at least not today. I'm not sad, not tonight. See, I found all of my fears in the ties I try to fight. So when one hand forms a fist, hope the other shines the light. I am not sad anymore, at least not tonight. Sadness, the anger and the pain. But there's a debt between us I can't pay. I can't pay. I'm not sad anymore, at least not today. See, my friends are all around me and the band's gonna play. Gonna dance with one hand waving free and another on your ways. I am not sad anymore, at least not today.
That's it for me. Rob is out. Tune in next week for more of the local Wisconsin sounds right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everything I do in slow motion. I don't know what to say. Everywhere I fall, don't know the name or location. Baby, I just find my way. I'll find it. Oh, 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 oh. Everything I do in slow motion. I don't know what to say. Everywhere I fall, don't know name or location. Maybe I'll just find my way. I'll find it. Heavy is my sleeping, terror is my demon. While you're pretty through the night, you may taste the salt that rolls on my cheek. Only you don't know why I cry.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right?
but there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The work has stopped at another federal agency. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau notified employees by email to cease all supervision and examination activity. That email was written by the acting director, Russ Vaught, who's an author of the Project 2025 plan. Meanwhile, the work from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency to trim the federal government continues.
President Trump says he wants Elon Musk to go even further in his cost cutting, saying that he'll be looking at the Department of Education and the Pentagon next. But this raises potential conflicts of interest because Elon Musk's own companies have billions of dollars in contracts with the military.
That's ABC Selena Wang. It's Super Bowl Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles meet later in New Orleans. The Israeli military preparing to withdraw troops from a key Gaza corridor under ceasefire terms. Yesterday, three hostages released by Hamas. They had been held since October 7th. This is ABC News. Alaska State.